The scene. Your husband, a mechanic, worked all his life in his own business. He's going to retire. So he suggests what a lovely idea it would be to go off travelling on his own for 4 months.
4 months? Yeah, quite a long time, but retirement, I can understand that.
So
yeah.
Would you be happy to wave him off then, or her off, you know? Her
well, I think
her.
You'd be a bit sad, wouldn't you? But you'd do it.
OK. What if the 4 months turned into 10 years? Because that is what happened to Judith Coates from Hebden Bridge. Her husband Ian set off for Australia in 1999, and she's only seen him 6 times since then because she's flown out to meet up with him.
She's here now. Good morning, Judith.
Morning, Judith.
Lovely
morning.
To see you. We'll remind you what he sounds like because we've been talking to him. Ian travels on his vintage motorbike. He takes his tent and a few clothes with him. He's been round, deep breath, Africa, New Zealand,
South America,
and the States. Oh, so is this West Yorkshire's most tolerant wife? First, Sally Young, our reporter here at BBC Radio Leeds, caught up with Ian over the phone from Colorado, USA, and she had to ask the obvious question. How did a four-month trip turn into an epic worldwide adventure?
I didn't really know I was going to go around the world. I just went off like for 4 months, and then it got to a year, and then I thought, well, I better keep going. So it just snowballed into a trip around the world.
So in all that time, 10 years, you haven't been back to the UK?
Yes, I came back, I think, 3 years ago because my grandchildren had forgot what I looked like and I needed some pistons and a cam chain for my motorbike and I had to renew my driving licence.
So was it the pistons or the cam chain, the licence that brought him back, or the grandchildren?
I wonder. I'm not sure.
24 minutes past eight, BBC Radio Leeds, Andrew Edwards, Georgie Spanswick, and from Hebden Bridge, Judith Coates, the wife.
Judith, you must be an incredibly tolerant woman.
I don't think so.
Do you miss him? Do you miss Ian?
I did. Well, yes, I did at first, but after a while, you just get on with your life and just carry on. You just... Yeah,
it's a bit like a separation, though, Jude. Do you consider yourself still a wife and still married?
Oh, yeah, I'm still married, but I am, like, single, yes. But
how long have you been married for?
42 years this time, this September.
So I suppose he's been away a lot less than he was with you, then?
Yes, he has. Yes, if you count all the other little trips in between, yes.
Gosh, I mean, they do say absence makes the heart grow fonder, don't they?
Well, they do, yes. And it is nice to meet up with him, I must admit. Yeah. And I have been to some nice places.
Yeah.
But how often have you... So this is 10 years, 1999. I mean, he describes it as a vintage bike. That bike was only 7 years when he started. It's now 17 years old, bike he's riding on.
I mean, yes, I think it is.
How often have you seen him in those years?
About 6. And I've been to New Zealand, the Central America, South America,
yeah.
Trinidad and Tobago, and USA.
Why does he not come back, Judith? Why doesn't he come home?
Because he hasn't finished his trip.
You see, now Phileas Fogg did this in 80 days, Judith. I'm just wondering, why is he taking so long?
But when we spoke to him, he said, I'm on my way home, because I've only got to go, he said, across the rest of America, Siberia, right the way across Russia, then just bob across Europe, and then I'll go over the ferry, and then drive, then I'll be home, as if that was going to take him till a week on Monday.
Well, he is 66 today, actually.
It's his
birthday today, yes. And he's 66,
Goodness me.
I mean, and he does look well. He doesn't look 66, so I think he's got a few more years in him yet.
How often do you speak? Because you've just heard him there. Does it sound like you're speaking to a stranger when you hear his voice there?
No, it's just the same, yes. And I've just come back from America.
You're looking very well.
You do.
So you have just seen him to remind you what he looked like?
Yes, I've just been back 3 weeks tomorrow.
Gosh.
And then I think I had an email this morning and he's nearly at the Canadian border.
Goodness, 27 minutes past eight, BBC Radio Leeds, Andrew Edwards, Georgie Spanswick, and a remarkable woman, Judith Coates from Hebden Bridge, whose husband has been motorcycling around the world since he retired 10 years ago. He's been home once to renew the driving licence, get a few bits for the bike, and, oh, yeah, catch up with the grandchildren.
Aye.
That's right. And we've got a great granddaughter, Ellie Mae.
So he's got to come back, hasn't he?
He has to come back sometime, yes, to see Ellie Mae. She'll be one next month.
What's it like when you see him? My other half, we've been together 20 years this year. We, for a long time, we just used to see each other every weekend. I used to find it that, you know, that even a gap of a week was quite difficult. I know I was a lot younger and all doughy-eyed
and in love.
It like when you're together again? That must be a bit strange when you went out on this most recent trip.
Yeah, it is really, but then you just bond together again and we just have fun. Mm. Yeah, it's been great.
While he's been away, Judith, has anybody else caught your eye while he's been travelling?
Must admit, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you worry that other people may catch his eye when he's out there?
Well, I think they have actually.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really? How do you feel about that?
Well, you have to laugh a bit, haven't you?
You see, now, there's a text in from Carol here. She says, 10 years, is there a more selfish, irresponsible person to abandon his family? I disown the rat, says Carol. But you speak of him with love, Judith.
Well, we've been together so long, really.
Are you daft? Are you tolerant?
I think so.
What do you think you are, Carol?
I think I must be daft.
Carol asked the question. I mean, do you must sit there and think that, don't you? Don't your friends sometimes say, what's going on?
Yes, they do, I must admit. But, yeah.
And what do you say?
I've just got the family around me, so I'm tied up with them and I'm all right.
You're occupied.
Yes. Mm. Yes, I go down and help my son sweep up. And
what do the kids think? What do your kids think? What does your son think?
I think he's proud of him, really, but I think he would like him to come home. And
when he says the journey will finish and I will come back, does he mean it in your heart? Do you think he'll be home for good?
I don't think so, unless he gets poorly and he has to come home. I can't see him coming home yet.
Georgie, just hold your hands up there. What have you got on? You don't have a wedding ring. Georgie's divorced. I'm not married. We've been together 20 years and I'm not married, so I've got no ring on. Have you got a ring on?
No, it got too tight, so I had to take it off.
Ah. So it's not that you took it off for any other reason?
No, it got too tight. And this one's my mum's and it won't come off. I wouldn't take it off.
No.
So what would you say then to the people who've been listening with disbelief? She's a lovely woman, is Judith, and she's sitting here and, you know, you look into someone's face and, you know, you've heard completely honest answers. What would you say to the people saying, I don't know how she does it, I would not put up with him being away for 10 weeks, let alone 10 years?
I think after a while you get used to it and you just keep plodding on in your own way.
And you know what happens? They come home and they clutter up the house, don't they, Judith?
They do, yes. I like my own space.
I find it hard enough, Judith, to persuade her to take holiday. 10 days she won't take, let alone 10 months, weeks, years. Judith, I'm so glad you came in this morning. I astonishing. I open-mouthed I am at yes. it. It's an amazing situation.
Thank you. It's been lovely to come, actually.
Oh, good.
Because I was nervous.
But so was I.
I was really terrified.
It beats the dentist because we don't give you a bill now. Thank you, Judith. Judith Coates from Hebden Bridge. And you heard from her husband, Colorado, USA. Come on, he's only got to go across the rest
of
Canada.
Alaska, Siberia, France, Calais, Dover, then Hebden Bridge.
Be home before you know
I'll be back in a flash.